Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
Welcome back to segment three of God Invention Radio. We have Kevin Harrington, star of ABC Shark Tank and many other things under his belt, and we're happy to have Kevin on the show tonight. Thank you, Kevin.
My pleasure. Having a fun time tonight.
Thank you. Me too. And I know our listeners are, because they're calling in, emailing me throughout the break and during the show. I'm going to try to get to as many questions and calls as possible. I also want to give some very, very important information that Kevin has to share with the inventors out there. So let's see if we can answer some of these real quick, Kevin. This is easy enough, and I'll let you answer it because I know you have a few different websites. People want to know a couple emails here. How do you get to the Inventors Business Center, and how do they find out more about you?
Okay. I don't handle as much of the web stuff as I used to, but you can go to Kevin Harrington, www.kevinharrington.tv, and there's a bunch of stuff there on me.
InventorsBC.com. Yep.
InventorsBC.com. There's also Kevin at TV Goods Inc. is another way to track TVGoodsInc.com. You can get my assistant and I have some email access there. So there's a couple different ways to track me down like that, but KevinHarrington.tv is a good one to kind of get an overview of our company.
Okay, good stuff. All right, Kevin, let's just go into, because I know that the last caller, Deborah, she had an idea that she basically brought to a point, and now she has to make decisions on where to go, what to do, who to speak to, and you gave some very, very good insight on where she should take it to or what to potentially do with it. Let's just go through quickly, if you don't mind, the steps that an inventor should take, really. I have an idea, Kevin. Tell me what I need to do. What would you tell an inventor?
Yeah, I say there's five steps. Number one, first thing you always want to do is protect your idea. Make sure nobody is going to steal it. Don't tell it to, you know, your friend who may not be your friend. I've had situations where people have literally gone out and done a trademark and or tied up a URL, website address after sitting in a lunch meeting, you know. So it's a dangerous world out there. People, if you've got something good that's worth millions, they suddenly don't become your friend for long. So watch out. Number two, after you protect it, I say then go Google it, okay? Because I've had people come to me that fly from California to Florida to present me an idea that, you know, we get jump on the computer and start going all around the place. We find it already exists. It's something that's already out there. And while that doesn't mean you can't make some money with it or sell it, it's just, you know, it's not as unique and or, you know, maybe already even some patents already applied for it.
Right.
So,
what, Kevin?
You know, just, you know, watch out as you go through these steps here, because you don't waste a whole bunch of time and money, you know, with lawyers and developers and whatever until you see what the marketplace is like, because, you know, it may already exist.
Right. Just a simple search. But I just want to clear something up, Kevin. You said the first thing is to protect your idea and then to Google and see if it's out there. You're saying protect your idea from people when you're talking to them by having a non-disclosure agreement or a confidentiality agreement, then start to look through, well, in particular orders. You know what I mean? Like, if I have an idea, what should I do? I should Google it first and go on a couple different websites, check to see if my idea exists, and then start telling people about my idea. And also at that point, I should protect what I'm telling them, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
I mean, let's put it this way. I'm even of the opinion that, you know, at the very beginning, if you've got something that's really, really hot, you know, you go to the trouble of even protecting it up front before you do anything. And,
right.
You know, because I've heard about situations where there, you know, sometimes when you go check URLs and you go to these services, and that there's some people that have ways to find out what kind of, what kind of searches you're making and this kind of stuff. So, you know, I just don't even like doing anything until I've done a little bit of, you know, protecting and getting, some protection there. So,
sounds good.
You know, but then you want to go make, you know, a prototype, of some type? Because I, you know, I always like to see, even if it's not a hand working or you know, a working prototype, some drawings and that kind of stuff. You just got to start getting it ready to you put it on pen and paper or into an actual working situation. Because it sometimes, you know, I get people that come in my office every day. We get, you know, dozens of people a week that come in our office with new ideas and new things. And it's just much tougher to deal with the situation where it is on a napkin than if they spent the, you know, whether it's a couple hundred bucks or whatever, to go, you know, get an actual working prototype. And depending on the complexity of it, I recommend that. So, number four, now you got to start getting ready to sell the item. So you know, now you start looking at what all is involved in that. That involves the manufacturing process, the molds, the manufacturing, getting some lawyers, getting some money to raise, and you got to just start getting that whole preparation process to sell it. Is how are you going to fund it? Who's going to distribute it? The research, the market conditions, you know, all of that, that preparation, the selling process. And then number five, you know, the last step is ring the cash register, you know, go sell
it,
go get some money, and go make some money with it.
Sounds good. Thank you, Kevin. That's great information. We have a caller, Gina from Stony Brook. Is that Stony Brook, New York?
It is.
Welcome to the show, Gina. You have a question for Kevin?
Thank you so much. Yes, I do. Hi, Kevin. We mentioned already, you guys mentioned already non-disclosure agreements. Now, I'm at the point where I have my patent, and I have the greatest invention ever made for nursing mothers. My question to you is, every time I show the idea to somebody, I'm looking to partner with someone. I would love to do it myself, but I don't have the money like we talked about earlier. So I'm looking to partner with somebody to back me and stay involved myself. Every time I do that, do I need to have them sign a non-disclosure agreement? And if I take, like, the idea you said and maybe send out email blasts to different catalog companies, if I hear back from them, do I also have to have them sign non-disclosure agreements? At this point, being that I have a patent, I guess I'm asking, is the patent enough protection? Or do I have to, you know, take it further every time I speak with somebody?
Well, I think, you know, in face-to-face meetings that you're going to have, yes, I always recommend getting an NDA signed. You know, and the blasting of it, like I'm talking about, you got to be careful depending upon what level you're at. You know, I think many, you know, a lot of times, you know, in a situation where I talk about just blasting it out like that, if you have something that's highly unique and proprietary and all of that, you may want to be a little bit more discreet about getting it out, you know, to these catalog guys. But, you know, I think, you know, you may use somebody that can, you know, that you put under NDA, who can deal with people that he has NDAs with also, because a lot, you know, like we have blanket in some relationships with people. So, you know, if somebody brings me something and I sign an NDA, and then I'm talking to various people in my are also under the same NDA, that, you know, that can apply. So, you know, so I think you do have to be a little bit cautious there. But, you know, definitely if it is something that is, you know, it also depends upon, you know, how easily somebody could, you know, use the word knock it off, okay? You know, because some things are like, you know, like, oh, wow, yeah, what a great idea. I could just go do that myself. Then you might want to be very, very cautious. Whereas if you have something that, it, you know, is very, you know, proprietary and really would be, you know, very difficult to duplicate easily, then, you know, at the end of the day, I have found some people that are so cautious with, oh, I can't tell anybody about it because I'm going to get, you know, I'm going to get knocked off. You know, 5 years later, they've done nothing. They've made no money. So at some point, you just have to take a leap of faith and just, you know, just go do it, you know?
That sounds like some great, great information. And thank you, caller, for calling in. And Kevin, we have a few seconds. Actually, we have a couple minutes left. I know that there's people trying to call in. You can call 877-474-3302. You can also email me your questions, brian@gotinvention.com. I know that Kevin has plenty more information to share with us. So we do have a couple minutes left, Kevin. Let's talk about some things to look for in a product. I mean, all these people are at different stages, you know, to protect your idea, make a prototype, prepare to sell it, and I love to ring that cash register. Let's just start with, what do you actually look for in a product when somebody presents to you?
I'm going to run down 10 things real fast here for you. So I'm not going to explain each one of them. I'm just going to kind of give you a couple of, these are my top 10 things that I look for.
Okay.
You know, does the product solve a problem, and is it a mass market solution? So it's got to be a problem solver. Does it have unique features and benefits? Okay, because, you know, hey, if it's not different from what's already out there in the market, or, you know, is it, you know, is there already a good enough solution to that product, to that problem, you may not, you know, have, you know, a good product. So look for that. I like to find demos and do demos. This is number three, magical demos. You know, I like to say that, you know, it's got to mesmerize people, and, you know, demonstration is very powerful. Number four, I like to explain how something works, whether, you know, there's some science behind it or some animation, something really cool like that. Number five, I like to do a lot of, you know, proving of a product by comparison. Before and after demos are very powerful. You see it in weight loss shows. You see it in fitness shows. Very powerful. Number six, try to establish some credibility with your product, whether that you've got doctor's testimonials or third-party studies.
You know what, Kevin? This is very, very important information. Let's continue with segment four. We didn't quite make the full 10. We got segment four coming up in a moment with Kevin Harrington on Got Invention Radio. We'll be right back.
Do you have an idea or an invention and not sure what to do next? Take the first step and get your copy of the book, You and Your Big Ideas by Brian Fried. From protecting your idea to developing it and bringing your product to market, this handy resource guide is a must-have for every inventor, innovator, and entrepreneur. This book is all about you and your big ideas and bringing them to life. Only $10.95. Order now and also receive your free product evaluation kit with the book. Call now.
From the newest Apple iPhone to the latest BlackBerry, Droid, or iPad, businesses are racing to use smartphones to provide content to their customers in real time to make informed decisions. Is your company positioned for the mobile application market? Is your website mobile compatible? WS Radio is proud to partner with one of the leading mobile software companies in the world. MentorMate has been programming mobile solutions since 2001 with 10 years of mobile application development experience. They provide companies with a broad range of services from creating custom iPhone apps to full-service custom software development. Because of their proven experience in the evolving mobile application market, MentorMate is leading the way with battle-tested solutions. Beware of startups. Experience is what counts. Go with a proven leader. For a free consultation, go to MentorMate.com/voiceofmobile. That's MentorMate.com/voiceofmobile.
If you or someone you know is unemployed, WS Radio wants to help. Hi, I'm Cece Gonzalez, host of Headhunter Radio. Our show is dedicated to all things human resources, getting a job, keeping a job, career development, and best practices. And now WS Radio is also doing their part to assist you in your job search. Log on to www.jobhuntingtoolkit.com, where they've provided some great links and free tools. That's www.jobhuntingtoolkit.com.
Hi, Jack Warren here, host of the Shutterbug Magazine radio show on the WS Radio Network. You know, I hear people say they feel chained to their office desk. They spend hours stuck in traffic just to get to their office computers. They stay late, they go in on the weekends just to keep up. You know, technology is supposed to make your life easier, not more complicated. Now, I have a proven solution where you work from anywhere, in any computer, with GoToMyPC. Whether it's a Mac or a PC, you can access your computer, use any program, work on any file, check your email, access network resources with GoToMyPC. GoToMyPC lets you take your office with you wherever you go. WS Radio listeners can try GoToMyPC for free for the next 30 days. For this special offer, you must visit GoToMyPC.com/talk. That's gotomypc.com/talk for a free trial.